Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Police in Gweru today detained about 15 members of the opposition Transform Zimbabwe Party for allegedly staging an illegal demonstration at the magistrate's court where their leader was facing charges of holding an illegal meeting.
They just moved when the president was moving from the court to the police station. So unfortunately, the law enforcement agents are taking it as unlawful demonstration.
A Harare High Court judge today dismissed a court application filed by the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights challenging the recent hike in toll gates.
Yeah, of course, as a motorist myself and on behalf of my client, I am disappointed with the ruling, but we accept the ruling and we wait for further instructions from our client, which is the applicant, on how to proceed with the judgment.
And the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agent says consumer prices declined last month compared to May.
At the moment, it's very difficult because sometimes you buy goods outside the country, then you find that you don't get buyers on time this side.
Police in the Midlands capital Gweru today detained about 15 members of the small opposition party Transform Zimbabwe for allegedly staging an illegal demonstration at the magistrate's court where their leader, Jacob Ngarivume, was facing charges of holding an illegal meeting. Ngarivume was detained Saturday. State prosecutors had recommended that police proceed by way of summons in the opposition leader's case, but his freedom was short-lived. Police in Harare said he must remain in custody and be extradited to Harare to answer to a similar charge of holding an unsanctioned meeting in the capital. Transform Zimbabwe Midlands Chairman Rabson Shirichena tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the detained members are innocent.
It was not like they were demonstrating. They were just there to show solidarity with their leader. So they just moved when the president was moving from the court to the police station. So unfortunately, the law enforcement agents are taking it as unlawful demonstration.
What is your take on the continued arrest of members of your party?
The continued arrest of our members, we see it as a mechanism that has been employed by ZANU-PF to continuously harass members of opposition parties. This actually detains the effort that has been made to bring democracy to our nation. As a party, Transform Zimbabwe, we are calling upon the government to make sure that it aligns the old acts that they are using, for example, the POSA and the AIPA, to the new constitution, actually, which allows for freedom of movement, for freedom of expression, for freedom of association.
That was Transform Zimbabwe Midlands Chairman Rabson Shirichena speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Gweru.